It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishnah Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Good morning, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. A little chilly out this morning. 39 degrees outside right now. A little chillier than we've had the last few days. Weather forecasts, it's okay for the weekend.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
It's okay. It's okay. We're not jumping up and down, but it's okay. It'll be workable. And if it's not, then call the guy at the plumbing and heating shop. He can make at least your indoors feel better.
You know, if you think it's not that good today, next month you'd think today a day like today would be great. So
that's
always got to look at the brighter side.
Logic,
you know?
I can't argue with. How's Brett?
Hey, if your home becomes dry during the winter months, you should really consider a new whole house humidifier from Camblin Plumbing and Heating. A dry home can cause severe damage to your furniture and walls. It can cause health problems with allergy sufferers, and it can certainly cause electrical shocks. Camblin Plumbing and Heating can get you out of the desert and into a much healthier climate within just a half day, usually. Give us a call for a free estimate on a new healthy climate whole house humidifier, and we'll get you breathing better quickly. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. You know, of course, we always like to talk about some of our favorite topics. Food.
Oh,
perhaps being one of them. I don't know too many people who don't like food. I pity the person who doesn't like food.
I don't think they'd live very long.
No, not so much. You have a hard time getting along. Well, October, of course, is pork month.
I had pork chops last night.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
See, you're right on cue. I don't know if he did or not, but at least
he's playing along. I did. They were delicious on the grill.
Excellent. Yeah, we've been doing a lot of that, too. I mean, right up and down the line, from tenderloin sandwiches to pork chops to roasts and, well, let's just face it, bacon is at every opportunity. That's just a given. But, yeah, we do a lot of that kind of stuff at our house, and I'm sure most folks do, too. When you take a look at some of the numbers from the The Iowa Pork Producers Association. There we go.
Are you running my line?
Wow. Yeah. Amazingly, I do this for a living. Wow, how bad must I be at everything else, huh? Well, pork is one of the world's most widely eaten meats. According to the IPPA, they say that pork makes up about 37% of the meat that's eaten in the world, chicken about 34%, beef at about 25%, lamb at about 4%. Each hog that is butchered contains about 371 servings of pork. And what's your favorite type of pork? Well, here in the United States, it's probably ham. Didn't see that one coming. Yeah. I figured that'd be a little further down the list.
I still think an Iowa chop. Yeah.
Well, I suppose largely ham because it's very versatile and can be used in a lot of different ways. Yeah, exactly, lunch meats and things. But ham makes up just a little over 31% of the U.S. in-home pork consumption. Sausage makes up 19.8%. Bacon at 18%. Well, I'm doing my part on bacon's behalf, I tell you that. Lunch meat, excluding ham, 10.3%. Pork chops, only 10.2%. I thought that'd be a lot higher.
Yeah.
Especially grilling season. Any kind of fresh pork, excluding chops and ribs and stuff, is 9%. Then all others is a little over 1%. Ham actually makes up more than a third of processed pork that is eaten. And ham is the number one in-home lunch sandwich as well. The second most popular lunch sandwich is peanut butter and jelly. That doesn't have anything to do with pork, but it just kind of shows you by comparison. Turkey is the third most popular in-home lunch sandwich. In a two-week period, about 81% of the United States population will consume pork at least once. So folks are eating pork at least once in a two-week period, for the most part. And the majority of pork eatings involve processed porks, like ham, bacon, sausage, those kinds of things, with fresh pork, which would be chops, ribs, roast, things like that, accounting for a little over 21% of what we eat in the home. And congratulations to the state of Iowa, the top 10 producing pork states by inventory in 2013, led off by, of course, the Hawkeye State. Minnesota is number two in that category. The U.S. is the 10th highest pork-consuming country in the world. I'm not even going to let you guess what the top most producing, highest pork-consuming country in the world is, because we'll be here all day.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be the Muslim world.
No, you got that right. Belarus.
Oh.
You'd never, like I said, we'd have been here all day. You'd have never gotten that one right. That we'd have been here forever. When pork was first, well, not pork, when hot dogs were first sold, because hot dogs largely are made out of pork, when they were first sold, street vendors called them Red Hots. They were called Red Hots, and they didn't come on a bun. Instead, a pair of white cotton gloves came with them. That way you can keep your fingers cool while you were eating them. I can't imagine what that would be like at a ballpark today. If we didn't throw them on a bun. Instead, we handed out a pair of white cotton gloves. The cotton industry would be exploding, that's for sure. It would be a good complementary industry.
Doesn't sound like a good idea for the youngsters.
I don't like your chances. I see a lot of little mini hot dog sword fight type things breaking out all over the place if you just handed them out like that with a pair of gloves. And I'm guessing the gloves were used once and throw away because... You know, you're going to get ketchup and mustard all over.
Yeah.
And how do you, I mean.
Yeah, how do you load it up with all kinds of stuff?
How do you do like a Chicago dog or something? Yeah. I mean, those things would have never been invented. All the chili dog. Oh, that would be a mess, wouldn't it? You'd have missed out on so many good things. Barbecue. What's the origin of the word barbecue? It has to do with pork. Barbecue originated with French-speaking pirates who called their Caribbean pork. I can't pronounce. Well, I guess it's de barb et q, or something like that. Somebody who took French. I actually took 2 years of French, and I can't speak it. But somebody who knows that a little bit better can figure that one out. But translated, it means from beard to tail, reflecting the fact that the hog was an eminently versatile animal that could be consumed from head to toe. And today, barbecue translates into, I think this is literal, too, what it translates into is delicious pork on the grill. It translates into good. What was the key staple food for Washington's troops at Valley Forge? Since we're talking about pork, I'm guessing we're going to go that route. Salt pork from New Jersey was shipped behind British lines to Valley Forge, and that helped to feed the hungry Continental Army in the winter of 1776 and 1777. So I guess the birth of our nation. Pork has it was an important
on pork.
Yeah, pork was an important component in the birth of the nation. Where did the saying "living high on the hog" come from? Well, the saying originated among many enlisted men who received shoulder and leg cuts. The officers, of course, they got the top loin cuts, so they were living high on the hog. And which president made the statement that no man should be allowed to be president who does not understand hogs?
Was that Lincoln?
No. A little later than that. A lot later than that. About 100 years later than that. 90 years later than that. How about Harry Truman?
There you go.
Yeah, from Missouri. I don't think too many of our recent presidents probably understand hogs too much. Don't think that's something that's been high on their list of things they need to know. You know, at the Iowa State Fair every year, one of the things they feature is the biggest hog. You know what the biggest ever? The heaviest hog ever? It was a Poland-China hog named Big Bill, and it weighed 2,552 pounds and measured 9 feet long. The owner of that hog was Burford Butler of Jackson, Tennessee, and that was all the way back in 1933. That's a pretty good-sized hog when you consider the average market weight of today's lean hogs is around 265 pounds. That's a lot of hog. Speaking of a lot of hog, one more thing for you to have fun with today. The longest single sausage was over a mile long. It measured in at 5,917 feet. It was cooked in Barcelona, Spain in September of 1986. And they didn't share it with us. And we're angry about it to this day. Enjoy pork and think about the pork industry and all it does for our economy as well during the month of October. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell us more about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
If your furnace is over 2 years old, give Camblin Plumbing and Heating a call to have us come out to your home and complete a full checklist of maintenance items on your furnace. This sincerely helps you keep your furnace in the best shape and maintain the long life and best efficiency possible. Maintenance on a furnace is really no different than the concept than with your car. Camblin Plumbing and Heating completes a long checklist that will leave you with or mail that we will leave with you or mail it back. Yeah, it's my turn. I gave you crap earlier to show you what we did with any notes or your concerns of what you need to know. We take this maintenance checks very seriously. Give us a call at Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Here, let me take that piece of paper there. And
it's going to get wadded up when we're done, I'll tell you that.
We'll get that taken care of for you. I'll file it. No,
well, the thought of the day, I hope this goes better, is unknown. Happiness is where you find it, but rarely where you seek it.
Absolutely. That's very true. All right. Thank you, Brett. Here you go.
It's gone.
There we go. Taken care of now. We're good
it's
to go.
In the trash can.
Who wrote that? Thanks for coming in. Yeah. Appreciate it very much. Hey, you go. Make it a great day, and God bless America.